conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
If you want to grow, join us. We have a pastor on the line, and this is our grow model. Even though we're a little late, we're talking about parenting today. Being young in Christ is just the beginning, right? So the journey involves growing in grace and becoming spiritually mature. So let's explore how to deepen your walk with God and live a life that reflects His love and teaching. Joining us to help us on this path of growth is Pastor I.S. Cavassa. Pastor ABC, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. I hope you are doing well.
I am
it's
well.
It's a pleasure. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Pleasure is all mine, Pastor. I am doing well. Thank you very much. Our question, and I'm trying to rush because we're really running out of time. How does spiritual maturity differ from simply knowing about Christ?
Spiritual maturity, I think, can be termed as a stage of being fully grown in Christ. So knowing about Christ is more, it can just be cognitive or in terms of information. So a spiritually mature person is someone who reflects what they know about Christ in their conduct, in their way of speaking, in their way of dressing, in their lifestyle. It fully shows that this person knows Christ, okay, that is in Christ.
Okay.
So that would be the quick difference that I would make between the two.
So as a young Christian, what habits can I do to help me as a young Christian grow closer and closer to God?
Oh, I think that's one of the easiest questions whenever we discuss spiritual growth. Reading the Bible, prayer,
okay,
but doing both with the intention to put it into practice.
Right.
And yeah, so some people, for example, daily they read a chapter. For those who are starting, you don't have to read a chapter. Just read what is sufficient for you to feel that I have learned something from God's word.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what I would say. Reading, praying. Oh, I almost forgot. Service, right. Be involved. God has given us, and they also help us grow.
Right.
The more we are engaged spiritually.
Let's talk about that service influence. How can service and ministry contribute to spiritual growth?
Service and ministry allows me to spend more time with God. So I can be a Christian. I have my devotional in the morning. As I go about daily activity, I end up doing things that are not bad, part of life, that, how do I put it? They are not spiritual activities. But through service and ministry, I get more time in God's presence. I get to witness miracle. I get to see God working through me. I get to witness God working through other people, in other people. So this gives me more time in God's presence, witnessing God at work. This enriches my faith and helps us grow. We are not called to service because we deserve, but we are called to service because God wants to use us. And as He uses us, He's actually nurturing us. So spiritual growth is important in this regard.
Okay, and let's turn our attention to mentorship, something that we don't always hear about in Christian circles. What role does mentorship play in developing spiritual maturity?
You know, mentorship is, I mean, it's all over the Old Testament and New Testament.
Oh, okay.
And I think, you know, the easiest way let me put it in this way. There are certain things a young person is yet to go through that an adult has already experienced, and they can help. You see, by passing down that knowledge, we can help the youth avoid mistakes and even have greater success. So mentorship is crucial because you have people who have already been walking with God for a longer period of time, who know the ins and outs and can help those who are only starting out to avoid mistakes and to achieve success spiritually faster. Mentorship in the spiritual development area is very fundamental. There are certain things we only learn through time. We only learn through experience. And those that already have accumulated time and experience have knowledge that in relation to those who are starting, they will only have them when they have been walking with Christ for a long period of time. Hmm. So it's sort of like a shortcut. Those that have mentors, they are blessed.
Yeah. Okay. And then my final question, I'll let you go, Mfuni, is how can young Christians like myself balance spiritual growth with the demands of everyday life?
I think this is one of the most hard, this is one of the hard questions. It will depend a lot on the purpose. How can young Christians balance spiritual growth with the demands of everyday life?
Mm.
You first of all have to look at your purpose. Why do you even need to focus on spiritual growth? Your
right.
why will determine how well you can balance. Once you understand that we are here for God and we need to maintain a connection with Him, otherwise we will not live as we were created to live, and that in Him we consist, we were created for Him, and we were created to operate and function while being connected with Him. Once we understand that, then we will make it a priority. Once we make it a priority, through the Holy Spirit, we will put first things first. And in putting first things first, I will make sure that my time with God is given the priority, and then I will find time for other things. So I think it begins with purpose. Why do I need spiritual growth? What's
right.
the importance of this? And then from there, we can think of, I think the balance comes when we understand what our priorities are. We
right.
will allocate the right time, the right effort, the right resources according to the priority. So I would say, let's start off by first understanding why spiritual growth is important.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Okay.
Based on priorities, we allocate time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mfunis. I really appreciate you coming through and talking to us. We have tomorrow and the day after to continue catching up on what we missed out on yesterday. I do apologize that we could not meet and talk yesterday and the day before, but we're back now. And thank you very much for making time for us.
That's my pleasure, my brother. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Mfunis. Blessings to you as well. That is Pastor Ayes Kawasa. Pastor ABC is joining us every day. He's going to be here tomorrow again, same time, same place, to talk to us on our Grow Model to help you grow as a Christian.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.